welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. Okay, so yeah, live. That's all I'm going to say. Whenever you do something live, you always get a glitch. You always get an issue, and but we fixed it. So, and you know what? I love live anything because it kind of shows you what's going on, what we have to do, and how we have to deal with it. So, welcome to the Beauty Files. It's a wonderful Friday. As I was saying earlier, I love this type of weather here because it reminds me of San Diego, my pretend second home. And the weather is great. People are doing a lot of things outside, which brings me to the show today. I am so happy that today's show, we normally have people that are all over the country and, you know, from different parts of Canada, California, Texas, you name it. But this show, we have everyone here local. And so I'm really happy to say that all of our guests today are local guests, and you can in the D.C. area. And if you want to experience any of what's going on, I'll give you the number to call in, 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And before I bring my first guest on, Audrey Barnes, I wanted to tell everybody that you all know that Personal Trainer Food is one of our sponsors now. And in 2 weeks, well, actually next week, I'm going to start the program, and I'm going to let everyone know by tweeting and YouTubing and all that stuff about my progress on this diet. We don't really want to call it diet, but it is in the name of the product, Personal Trainer Food Diet. But I'm going to, you know, give you my progress, tell you how I'm doing, tell you if I'm in somebody's room eating a bag of chips because I've lost my mind. But I'm going to let you guys know what's been going on with that and, you know, give you my progress. And, you know, it promises to lose a lot of weight. And I am up for the challenge. And I told Personal Trainer Food that I was. So they're our sponsors. Thank you so much for sending me all the goodies. You will find out how I did on this program in 2 weeks. Without further ado, Audrey Barnes spent over 30 years in front of the camera, and so she decided now she wanted to be the communication director for the all-new and improved Laurel TV. Now, a lot of people, and I will say this, that Laurel TV is a public access television station, and, you know, we always see the good and the bad about the public access shows and television stations, but Audrey is so fabulous that she's going to make you think that this is not just any other television. Welcome, Audrey, to the Beauty Files, and I'm sorry for what happened earlier.
No, after 30 years in TV, we're used to glitches during live shots and things like that, so I felt right at home. Thank you for that, Juanita.
Welcome back.
Right.
So, Audrey, okay, so now tell us what's Laurel TV that's going to be so fab now since you've taken over, because they are so lucky to have you there with your experience and your expertise. What can we find, or what are we going to be able to see on Laurel TV?
Well, here's the thing about public access television. To me, it's the hidden jewel of any city that has that capability under their thumb. I can literally walk down the hall from my office, and there's a full television studio right there, and I feel like a kid in a candy store because I can literally put just about anything I want on there, and it's going to be great. I have already started taping my own public affairs show weekly, bringing guests in, hiring freelance reporters and photographers to help me create some new content for it. So really, the sky's the limit. I want to change what people think about public access TV here in Laurel.
Yeah, okay, so the key word is public access, or public is the word. How do you get people, as far as the public, bring on a show? And then how do you choose which show is good, bad, and the ugly?
Well, I know, and you get a lot of all of that. The thing about what we do here is that we are a fully equipped TV station. I have 10 sets of television gear that I can let the public borrow to come out, go out into the community, put together a show, and then in return, we can air it on our public access TV station. And you know there's talented people around. They're just looking for an avenue, and they can find one at their public access television stations. I wish I had known about mine when I was growing up. I mean, the high school kids have come to me already with tons of ideas, little movies they shot with their friends that are top-notch. That's the kind of stuff you need, you know? It's basically, I tell people all the time, it's your television station. It's your community. It's your friends, your neighbors. Have at it.
Now, is this Laurel TV, is it only for people or residents of the Laurel community, or can anyone, you know, come and say, hey, RJ, I have this great program, I have this great idea, I want to show it to you, I want to air it, I want you to tell me what you think, you know, do you have to be a resident of Laurel?
No, that's our mission, really, is to let the Laurel community get trained to work different equipment at the television station, come in, run studio camera for us. But we can air programs from pretty much anywhere. Like, I have aired some shows on veterans. Veterans are nationwide. So the VA has some free DVDs monthly that I can air. We have movies and things like that. I'm very much open to informational things, just things that I think would interest the people of Laurel. So it doesn't necessarily have to be Laurel residents. Using the gear is another thing, and volunteering is another thing. But if I can find a good program that's domain-free, no strings attached, I'll take a look at it for sure.
Wow. And so I remember what happened recently with all the rains and it flooded Laurel, and you saw this footage on Laurel. Did you all have someone that does news or did a news piece about that? Because I know a lot of people, you know, when they start looking at things or events or things that are happening in the community, they will go to their public access channel and find out what's going on in their community.
Well, we are not up that far advanced right now. But here's the deal. What they got when they got me was a trained journalist who's been doing television news for 32 years, and it's hard to get that out of your blood. So, excuse me, I was able to use my smartphone and a free app on my smartphone to create little videos from the flooded areas. I could take pictures with my phone, two or three pictures, turn the camera, the smartphone on myself, touch the little pictures, and put together a news piece within seconds.
Wow.
Excuse me, I have a little tickle in my throat. And I apologize.
No, that's fine. I'll let you get that tickle, and I'll ask you. So you said an app on your smartphone. That's so cool, because, you know, back in the day when we were and I can you know, confess this. I did a show on public access, but we had to get trained on the equipment. Everybody had to learn what everything was before we could do the show. And then once we started doing the show, you know, then we had to, you know, show everybody, okay, we know how to use the equipment, and now we know how to operate the camera, and now we can do our own stuff on television. Is that the same way? Does a person have to be trained first in order for them to be able to use the your public access or put a show on to public access? And I'm talking long because I hear you coughing back there, so
I'm having a little fit. We've had so much flooding. And there's actually roofers above my office right now, and I think they're just kicking up a little dust.
Okay. Well, I can still talk while you get some.
Doesn't leak. I think I'm okay now.
Exactly. Or you're going to turn that smartphone app back on and do something.
I just might.
But that's a great idea. I love the fact that you can do stuff like that. But, yeah, my question, do you have to be trained and do all that stuff?
Right. We definitely, before we let people take our gear out into the street, we definitely want to train them, make sure that they know what they're doing, that they're going to take good care of it, and then produce something that we can actually air on the television station. So it's a two-way street. But what's great is, where can you go and get free training like that?
Right.
Your public access television station.
Exactly.
I can train you to run a television camera, to edit, to run studio camera. Because I'm a journalist, I can train you if you want some on-camera coaching. you get that at Laurel TV. It's just something that I'm really committed to it. And the thing about public access is every show doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be network quality stuff because it's public access. It's
right.
The community. You want the community to be involved. I'm just trying to raise the bar a little bit so that people get interested and that we get a better quality product that people will sit down and watch.
Yeah.
But I know there's a lot of talented people out there that, you know, maybe their television skills or their camera skills aren't the best, but they have a good product. And
right.
what I also like to do is if I get onto a good story, maybe I'll hire my own crew to go do it.
Uh-oh.
And put it on Laurel TV, you know?
Wow.
So there's all I need is you give me the ideas and we'll figure out a way to make it happen and get it onto that network.
And do you encourage or do you want programs that can be done in studio, like you have a studio in studio set? Because you just said you walk down the hall and bam, there it is. Do you want programming or do you want someone to come in and do a show in studio as well?
Well, I'd like a combination of things. I don't want everything to be generated here at Laurel TV, which is located inside our municipal center. I'd rather, if somebody has a good show that they shot, edited, produced, and they have an MP4 format of it, a DVD that I can pop in my machine and get it up on the air, even better. Because think about it, that's less volunteers I need to help me run the cameras. So get it done. Be one-stop shopping. Get that show on a DVD and get it to me. That's even better. That's what I want because it's 24/7, and I need good stuff 24/7. And that's a lot of content that I have to generate.
Yeah.
So I'm open to having it done already, pre-produced, just bring it to me. Let us take a look at it, and maybe we can get it on Laurel TV.
1-888-627-6008 is the number if you have a question for Audrey. I have an email from a guest, a listener rather, and they said, what type of programming would you prefer? Would you prefer receiving? I.e., informative documentary or something funny?
We need a variety of things because, honestly, right now they're airing movies from the 1920s. If I can get that off the air and replace it with some fresh content, a documentary that somebody shot about their relatives or a new business that's opening in town, anything, the sky is the limit. Historical pieces, Laurel has a rich history. And so I'm looking for people to produce some historical pieces on Laurel. But also, I want to find out about the basement bands that are going on. Suppose you have a child that's a prodigy and has been writing poetry. Get it on tape.
Yeah.
Call me
yeah.
and let me know about it. We'll do a story on it. One of our police dispatchers just had triplets. And it is now back at work. So I had a crew go to her house and show her and her husband with the babies and then follow her to the police station. And we aired that, you know, because that's interesting. That's community. Those are our neighbors. That's the kind of thing I want. I also did another segment on two different businesses that have been in Laurel for, if you combine them, almost 100 years. One was the Laurel Meat Market, which if anyone's been on Main Street Laurel, it's an iconic business, and there's a giant cow out in front of the business. Best steaks, bar none, that you'll find. I'm telling you, they are so thick. But so we went inside the butcher shop, and we had Bill Miles, who's the butcher, and we did a piece on him. And then another woman, Julia Brown, has had a Montessori school here in Laurel for almost 50 years. So quite as school I've ever been in, little babies, you know, to 9-year-olds in this school. So we kind of did that. Here's two businesses that have been in Laurel for 100 years, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing I think if I was going to just be flipping channels and I wanted to see what's happening in my community, I'd sit there for 15, 20 minutes and watch a show about that.
Right.
You know, but I also want to get the kids. I want to do some sports programs, like all the little soccer leagues and, you know, the tennis and the softball and baseball and football. You know, I definitely want to get children shows and programs that focus on our children. Get them on the air.
That's fantastic. I love your approach, and I love your enthusiasm about, you know, making this something that people, you know, when they turn to the channel, they don't just say, oh, okay, so they'll just say, oh, wow, Laurel TV, let's see what's on today. It's something great. Your enthusiasm just makes, you know, just makes it want me to, oh, my God, I can't wait to see what's on Laurel TV, because I love the fact that you are looking for innovative and new product that to focus or showcase on Laurel TV.
Absolutely. I think there's some health shows we could do, because public access channels, they're the acronym is PEG stations, which is public, educational, and governmental access. So
okay.
Educational programs fit right in with what we're trying to do. We have, he's our health ombudsman for the city of Laurel. He's done yoga classes and Zumba classes and things like that. You know, I need to get some cooking shows on the air. Maybe there's some different restaurants. Let's go try some different restaurants and show me how to make Thai dishes, and let's do this. You know, there's just so much you can do, and I feel like it's a hidden gem that I'm polishing up and making it shiny and giving, you know, so people will take a second look at it.
That is, oh, gosh. Now you, okay, so I'm going to submit you a show idea. Let me write you down.
Do it.
No,
do it. I can't wait to see.
You know, it's like, it's one of those kind of things, Audrey, that, you know, when you hear someone who's asking the public that they want you to, they encourage you to present them or show you or bring you things that you can put on a new project or a new television station. I think that's overwhelming, but I think it's just fantastic that we have this opportunity coming from you that we're able to give you something that you can use. And people who have been sending me email, I'm going to, you know, send it back and tell them where they can contact you. But I'll let you tell our audience where they can find you, Audrey, and how they can submit something or, you know, get in touch with you regarding this project.
Right. The best thing to do is to go to the cityoflaurel.org website, and then if you look under media, you can click down and it'll say Laurel TV, and all of our contact information is on there. And you can, you know, send it to my attention, and I definitely will take a look at it. You want to mail it to me here at the Municipal Center, that's fine too, but all of that contact information is on cityoflaurel.org. The address of the Municipal Center is 8103 Sandy Spring Road in Laurel, Maryland, and our zip code is 20707.
Audrey, it's been a pleasure. You know, I have so many other questions. Let me ask you this one last question. What would you tell a person who was trying to get into television, a young Audrey Barnes that was trying to get into television, and she wanted to get some advice, or the one advice that you, or the advice that you would give that person?
When I was doing television, and I still do, you know, I'm an adjunct at University of Maryland when they need me, and I always tell young aspiring journalists that you want to be good at every facet of the business. You want to know how to shoot, edit, report, do live shots, all of that. The days where you just roll up with a little makeup bag and jump out of the car and say, I want to be a reporter, are over. You have to be able to blog, post things to the web, do those little quick little videos I told you about.
Right.
I know how to shoot and edit, and I did it for a year at Channel 9 in Washington. Don't think that you're beyond that. The more things you can do, the better. And be willing to go to a smaller market to get your foot in the door. I started in Salisbury, Maryland. There's more than 200 TV markets across the country, and 200 obviously is the smallest. And you go to number one, which is New York and LA and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big three.
Right.
So I started in the 167th market, and I worked my way up. My goal was to get to a top 25 market by the time I was 25 years old. So I started in Salisbury, 167, then I jumped 100 markets and went to Jacksonville, Florida. Then I jumped another 30, went to Charlotte. Then I got to Detroit by the time I was 25, which was the top 10.
Wow.
So be willing to, you know, go someplace small, learn the business, do everything you can, and work your way up. And the more, and it all comes down to just being, you know, aggressive and knowing how to do a lot of different things, especially in this day and age. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, you need to know all of that, and then some.
Audrey Bonds, Communication Director of Laurel TV, thank you so much for being on the show. You have been very informative and a wonderful guest, and we have so many questions, so I will just forward that website, thecityoflaurel.org. I'll let everyone know about that, and they can submit their projects to you and get in contact with you as well. Thank you so much, Audrey.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
And coming up next, Nicole Ruffin. She is with Care Essence, and she's going to tell us about those wonderful body wraps that can help us not only look smoother for the beach, but you got a jiggle, you're trying to calm down. Well, stick around. We're going to have Nicole give us some information on how you can score a body wrap. Coming right up. Give us 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Yeah, it's a good day, Friday outside, but we've been having a little glitchy. I still love live anything because it just makes us feel fabulous. And speaking of fabulous, we have Nicole Ruffin. She is going to give us some information on how you should have a body wrap in your life with Care Essence. Nicole, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so, yeah, body wraps. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to throw this out there. And a lot of people will probably, you know, whatever they're going to do. They're going to send me a letter or whatever. But a lot of things have been said that body wraps can do. And I want to know exactly what a body wrap can do for me and how I need that in my life right now, because summer, spring, hot weather, heat, bikini, bathing suit, whatever is coming, and mama wants to look good outside in the pool.
I understand. I completely understand.
So what can your body wrap do?
The first thing that it does is it cleanses and detoxifies your body. It also firms and tones up your body, and it helps you to get rid of cellulite. And cellulite is like the collection of fluid and fat. It's a combination of fat, water, and waste that collects just underneath the superficial layer of your skin, and it forms those unsightly ridges in the skin or whatever that women don't like. So the first thing that I'll say about the body wraps is this is not a product that you want to use to you need to be in a nutritional exercise program already. So this is not to replace a good diet and exercise. What body wraps do is they complement the nutritional and exercise program that you're already in, and it can help tone the skin and reduce toxins and things like that. So what I typically tell people is when they are working out, and they, you know how sometimes when you're working out and you get to a plateau, that's mm-hmm. when a body wrap will come in. It'll help tone and it'll help get you gear off of that plateau so that you can continue with the weight loss program.
So we're not talking about a body wrap, because that's the misconception, people. And I know you know this, but a lot of people will think that, you know, I get a body wrap and then, you know, when I leave, I can, like, wear those jeans that I couldn't wear even before I was born. But you're thinking that you can still wear those jeans after a body wrap. But that's the misconception. You're saying that a body wrap is more like help us through the plateau stage that we have already started, you know, doing our workout program, our nutrition program. Ooh, I feel fabulous. I look great, but I need a little help.
Exactly. And so what will happen is we will measure you your total body in inches before the session, and then after the body wrap, what'll happen is we'll apply this solution, this anti-cellulite solution all over your body, and then we'll wrap you in bandages that that resemble ACE bandages, and we'll put that around your body or whatever. Then we'll put you in a sauna suit, and then we'll put you in a sauna from anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And so what happens is you're sweating, and so the sweating, the temperature is up to about 130 degrees, depending on what you can tolerate. We're not trying to, you know, dehydrate anyone, but you'll sweat, and so the sweat starts melting the fat, and then you use that process, and then you're drinking water continuously before, during, and after the body wrap or whatever, so you're flushing that fat out of your system. So what happens is you can see anywhere from 15 inches to 27 inches total, so not 27 inches in one location, but
right.
a total 27 inches loss, and I'm quoting 27 because that's what I saw the last time that I did my wrap. I was very excited about that.
Oh,
so you can
wow.
see that after one setting, but the thing is, if you go out of my office and go to Wendy's or McDonald's and eat a Big Mac or something, then you cannot expect those results to be long-lasting. That's why I say that it's very important for you to have a good nutritional diet plan and a good exercise plan so that those results can be long-lasting. If you think that the body wrap is going to be the cure-all for your weight loss issue, it's not. It's not at all.
Wow, because that was going to be my next question, but you just answered it. But before I before I ask, 888-627-6008 is the number. I wanted to know how long does it last, or like if I do everything right, as you tell me, you know, am I going to go out and you know and eat, you know, what do you call it, a Big Mac or whatever? How long are the results mm-hmm. from the body wrap?
So what we typically do is when you come in for a consultation or whatever, you know, no two bodies are the same or whatever. So let's say you have a troubled area like your thighs that you want to work on or whatever. You're going to see results immediately after your first session, but what's going to happen is it's going to take a period of time. So it's just the same, like, you know, if you have 30 pounds to lose in exercise, 30-pound weight loss exercise program that you're on or whatever, you know, if you work out for one full week, you know, 30 minutes for 5 days, you're not going to lose 30 pounds. It's going to happen over a period of time. So the same thing with the whole body wrap process is, we set a goal, so like if you're looking at your troubled area as your thighs or whatever, we may say you can come twice a week or three times a week, and we may set a session or a series of sessions over a period of like 3 to 4 weeks. We typically sell packages of 6 to 7 body wraps. So
okay.
what's happening is we're keeping records or logs of your results. So from the very first time that you come in and every time after that, we're measuring your body in inches before and after the session. So you'll know if the body wrap system is working for you. And also you'll also know what you're doing between sessions, if you're being compliant or not. So if you see that you're gaining inches or whatever, you know what your diet is. So you know that you may not be eating the right things, or you may not be exercising and things like that. So if you see numbers going up, it's probably because of lifestyle habits have changed and things like that.
Nicole Ruffin with Care Essence Therapeutic Massage in Greenbelt, Maryland. What other things, because I know, you know, this is not the only thing that your place offer, that you offer. Do you have, there's a massage technique, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's supposed to
mm-hmm.
help reduce or move around some things so it can kind of move them right out of your system, like a type of massage. Do you offer that?
I think you may be talking about lymphatic drainage, and
yeah,
no,
that's
I
it.
Don't offer that.
That's it.
But can you hear me?
Yeah.
You still there? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We don't offer lymphatic drainage, but I do have a couple of clients that therapists that I can refer to you. And before we move on to the other services that I offer, I did want to add about the body wrap. There's a couple of contraindications or reasons why you may not be a candidate for body wraps.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. When you mentioned the lymphatic drainage, I thought about that. If you have any open cuts or wounds, because the system that we use, we wrap the entire body from ankles up to your neck. So if you have any open cuts, you don't want that because it affects the lymphatic system. You also, if you are actively taking high blood pressure medication, you don't want to use the body wrap system because the heat temperature can be overwhelming for you. But the good news is if you're exercising and dieting, your blood pressure should be coming down, so you won't have to be without a body wrap for long. And then the only other thing that we, the only other reason why we would ask you to terminate your appointment or cancel your appointment is if on the day of your body wrap, if you're on your menstrual cycle, we prefer that you don't, because it affects the flow and all of that fluid, and it can be a bit messy or whatever. So,
I never thought of that, but I guess you're right.
Yeah.
What about elderly people, or can, you know, elderly people come, or, you know, some elderly people are still looking fabulous, want to look fabulous. Can they get the body wrap, or is there a cutoff?
Elderly people in good health can get the body wraps. Like I said, we would be conscious of what medications that you're currently on, and most of it is affecting the circulatory system. So things like coronary artery disease, high blood pressure, depending on the stages of diabetes, people who are insulin dependent, we may deter them from getting a body wrap, as well as people who have like kidney and liver failure. So because one of the things is when you are detoxing, everything is filtered through your kidneys, and if your kidney system is not working, then it activates your liver system. But if those are not in good standing, then you want to avoid doing the body wraps.
Now, I said I was going to go and ask you other things, but I'm still intrigued about the body wrap. What kind of pricing are we talking about? Because you're saying that a person should come in at least twice a week. Once you said twice or three times a week, for how long of a period of time?
Again, that would be pertaining to what your results are. So somebody who is who has a high level of cellulite or whatever, they would probably want to come more frequently. And then we assess the time or the process or the cycle of how often they come. Usually, because of budgeting, our clients will typically come once a week. But we do have packages, and then we break our packages up so you don't have to pay the full amount up front. So, like, after three, then we'll do another series or whatever. So we typically charge $85. We're actually doing a promotional sale, which is why I was so grateful for you to call me and interview me. We have a promotional sale going on right now, so they're $60 each. And then as the rate goes down, as the more you buy, the rates goes down. So if you're talking about the $85 body wrap, then when you buy three or more, the rate goes down to $75. If you buy six or more, the rate goes down to $65.
Wow.
Sessions are typically 90 minutes, because that includes the time of the measurements before and after, and then the time that you're in the actual sauna.
Okay, and then you do, like, the assessment. I guess you have them come in, you talk to, you have a list of medical questions or whatever. You have to ask them about their, I guess, do you take their blood pressure? Is that required when you do a wrap?
No, I don't take their blood pressure, but we have what's called an intake form. And so if anybody is actively taking a hypertension medication, and I'm familiar with quite a few of them, then we would, we would actually have an intake, an informal intake over the phone before they come in. And so once we do that initial screening, then when they come in, they fill out a health intake form. So that's how we assess it.
And you also have... I'm looking. I guess it's still available. You have a Groupon that's available.
Yeah, that's why I'm selling them for $60 right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, people, if you are interested in getting a body wrap from Nicole at Care Essence in Greenbelt, Maryland, there is a Groupon that is available for $60, and she has different 1, 2, or 3 60-minute body wrap sessions. It's 50% off, which is fabulous. We love that. And, you just go on Groupon.com, and then you can get the Groupon, and then I guess you call Nicole and get the and get the appointment. Before I let you go, Nicole, what is the stuff that you use? I mean, without giving away trade secrets, what type of stuff are you putting on with these bandages? I mean, is it like a solution that you've come up with or something that, you know, that you found tried and true? What are you putting on us? Is it seaweed?
So we use a combination of essential oils, aloe vera solution, and then a detox program, a detox solution that I order, and it has herbs in it. So it's a combination of the aloe vera, the herbal solution, and there's another component, because you can do one of two things. You can do the body wrap for just a detox only, or for the removal of cellulite. So if we're just doing detoxification, then we'll just stop at the herbal solution and aloe vera. If we're doing the body wraps for the cellulite, then we included the third component, which is a collagen solution, and then we'll soak those wraps, and then we'll wrap the body that way. So you can either do it for cellulite removal or for detox and cleansing only.
Oh, okay. And is it true that after you get your body wrap, you're supposed to drink a lot of water, or are you not?
The drinking of the water, I mean, that's important whether you're doing a body wrap or not. Water is the body's most natural fat flusher. But because we have enhanced the process by using the solutions, and then we put you in a sauna suit and then in a steamer, and so you're sweating, the best way to flush out all of those toxins, whether it's the cellulite, whether it's the toxins that's in your cell, all of that stuff gets filtered through your kidneys, and water is the best way to do it. And I'll just add, because we had such a brutal winter, we're going to have a lot of rain, but we're also going to have a very hot summer. Mm-hmm. And so dehydration is a very important concern during this time of year. I mean, because it's so hot. This is the spring, and it's so hot. So what I encourage people to do is to drink as much water as possible. Now, I've read, articles, and I've read documentation that says half your body weight in ounces. My only thing is, when you feel thirsty, that means that you already dehydrated. So you should just be in a practice of drinking water frequently. I usually tell my clients when they're at work, when they get up to take their bathroom break, they should get another cup of water.
Oh, not a glass of wine, huh? No, I'm just
not a glass of wine. And the thing that I'll say about people who drink alcohol, sodas, and coffee is, when you're drinking those substances, then you want to chase it down with that. You want to fill that container back up and chase it down with the equivalent of water. And I know that that's not fun, but that's how you keep your kidneys and your liver filtered and flowing and in good health.
I need to remember that, Nicole, because Mama likes her wine. But yeah, you're right, because every time I go out with a certain person, he always drinks, but he drinks water after it, and he drinks a lot of water, and I'm sitting there going, oh, take another glass of wine, and he's just like,
right,
you drink some water. So, I dig it, and I a lot of times people say that actually helps with the hangover, lessens the hangover, whatever. So, I guess, okay.
Yeah.
Nicole Ruffin with Care Essence Therapeutic Massage, she is located in Greenbelt, Maryland, and I'm going to let her give us the information before I let her go. Nicole?
Okay, so let's start with my website. It's careessencetm.com. I'll spell it CareEssence, T as in Tom, M as in Mary.com, and we're located at 7211 Hanover Parkway, Suite D as in David, in Greenbelt, Maryland. And I'll give you my phone number is 202-689-4585.
Nicole, it has been such a pleasure talking with you, and I encourage you to go on Groupon and take advantage of Nicole's special, which is $60, which is half off of the normal rate of getting these wonderful 60-minute body wrap sessions, and you will be pleased, and you will be pleased with the results. I'm looking at her website, and a lot of people have come to Nicole and everyone has just kept giving her rave reviews on her services what she does. So, Nicole, I really do appreciate you being on my show talking about body wraps. Coming
and
up
thank
next,
you so
we
much
have...
for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you. And coming up next, we have Rolando Morello. He is going to tell us about the great taste of Tyson's. Ooh, with over 150 chefs there preparing their goodies and beer, wine, spirits. It's a place that you want to go to next weekend. So give us 30 seconds. We're going to get Rolando. Be right back. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Care Essence Therapeutic Massage, they're located in Greenbelt, Maryland. And again, I would encourage you to take advantage of the Groupon, which gives you $60 off a 160-minute body wrap session, and that is half off. And those of you who have had body wraps know that they are a wonderful thing, and they can also make your body look and feel amazing. But as Nicole said, drink water, not wine. I have a sign in my house that says something about don't drink water, drink wine. I don't know what it says. It's something bootleg, but it's a good saying because I love wine. Mama loves wine. And speaking of wine and food, Rolando, welcome to the Beauty Files.
Well, it's good to be here, Juanita. Thank you, and I'm right with you. I love the wine myself. Drink more wine than less water.
Viva la différence, no?
Indeed.
Vino, say it any other language. Oh, my God, Rolando, you're my new best friend. Everything that I've been reading about this event, and let me just tell everybody that it's the great tastes of Tyson's. And I'm going to read something that Rolando sent me. It's in conjunction with Tyson's partnership and Trigger Agency, the great taste of Tyson's weekend, May 30th through the June 1st, and it celebrates the Silver Line Metro Rail that's going to be in Tyson's Corner with food, drink, music, art, and entertainment. Rolando, that is everything that I love. Tell us more about this wonderful event that's next weekend.
Absolutely. Well, that weekend is going to be great in that for those foodies and those people who love the wines and the beers, it's a great opportunity to come out and see all these vendors that will be providing you all this free food. Granted, there's a general admission to get in, but it's well worth it when you need to go see all these vendors from the area and take some good bites in.
Wow. And you saying that I can just go from station to station with my ticket price and I can try all these wonderful foods. And mind you, there are over 150 chefs that are going to be preparing stuff. So you have this is a really good foodie place. Ooh.
It really is. And I can speak from my hotels that will be represented there. Each day we will have actually two different types of dishes for you to taste out. So if you buy a two-day ticket, you're not going to have the same food being delivered each day. You're going to have to try something different each day.
Now, when you say at your hotel, now tell us about that, because, that just sparked something. What are you talking about?
Well, that's a good question. Here's how it happens. You got all these vendors that are there, 150. Well, those vendors could be anywhere from restaurants to hotels to, you know, even food trucks. Well, I'm going there representing my two hotels, which is the Crown Plaza at Tyson's Corner and the Courtyard by Marriott at Tyson's Corner. So when we're going to be there, we'll be actually promoting what we sell at our restaurants and what we deliver at our restaurants. This way, the community can say, wow, you know, I can certainly get, you know, say, you know, chicken on a stick anywhere, but the way they present it to us, it's unbelievable. We want to go hang out there at their bistro.
Wow. And I got something from the website, The Great Taste of Tyson's. You have a VIP admission and tasting glass, and then you have your general admission And then you have your VIP designated driver ticket, which I love. I love that idea that you have a designated driver person. Because if Mama wants to drink a lot of wine and spirits, I do want someone to drive me home, or I'll stay at the Marriott or at the Courtyard. I stay there.
Exactly. And actually, what we're going to do on that Saturday, we will actually be having an after-hours party at the Crown Plaza. So we're going to even have someone picking you up from that venue at Lerner Square, picking you up and bringing you to the hotel to continue the party. If you don't want to drive home, we've got the hotel rooms.
I love that idea, Rolando. And that because, you know, the whole idea of when you want to enjoy something and you want to enjoy everything is that you say, okay, there's a cutoff time because now I have to drive home and I can't do anymore. I have to. But this idea is fantastic. Now we got to talk about prices, Rolando. How much is all this going to cost us?
Not a whole lot, Juanita.
I love that. Not a whole lot.
Well, if you go have dinner, a nice dinner, where you have all this, maybe say tapas, because you know it's all about tastings. You have a glass of wine or two. What are you going to pay for that?
That's going to be like $175, $100.
See, it's not
going to
be cheap, right?
No, it's not
going to
be cheap. It's not going to be cheap.
It's not going to be cheap. But if you pay just general admission, which gives you all the vendors to taste their foods, plus a tasting glass, which means whoever's serving any beverage you get to taste, the cheapest ticket you can buy is $59.
Wow.
You can't go wrong with that.
That's fantastic.
And you're eating
for
like 4 or 5, 6 hours.
Yeah, you go from place to place, station to station, and you meet the chefs, which I love. You get to talk, you get to ask them, can you interact with the chef, or am I just saying that? I mean, I'm just assuming that you can.
No, the chefs will be there, and actually, you can pay a little bit more to attend some seminars that they'll be having there, to attend chef seminars, and they're like maybe 50, 20 bucks more, but you know, if you're a foodie, you're going to want to go do this.
Yeah, I love that idea. And I love the fact that they have a VIP admission, which you get unlimited samples. You get your souvenir wine glass. You get an extra hour of sampling. Ooh, love that. A goodie bag and all the performances and cooking demos. That is such a great idea.
You can't go wrong for the price point. And then for that person, like I said, who wants to continue that party, we can transport them from the town square back to our hotel. We're only going to charge you $15 to come out and try some more bites and some more beer.
Oh, my gosh. Rolando, before I let you go, who are some of the chefs that we can expect to see at this event?
Well, that's a very good question, because I'm not a chef myself or that kind of person who's going to be out there. I don't know a lot of them, but looking at the website, there is one called Scott Dreno and Spike Mendelson.
I've heard of
and
Spike Mendelson.
Jonah Kim.
Oh, my. So you have a diverse – you just have all different types of food. It's just not like one – particular foods. You have like foods from all different types, all different tastes. This is a foodie's dream come true.
Completely. And also that guy who loves the beverage. If you're into gin, if you're into scotches, if you're into rum,
what?
We can have it all there.
What? No.
Indeed.
I know
the wines.
I know that guy. I know that guy well. He's into spirits and bourbons and good stuff. And, you know, it's supposed to be a nice day. This is outside or inside? I meant to ask you that.
It is all outdoors, and let's just face it, a week from this weekend, it's still going to be beautiful. Everybody's going to want to be outside. It's the perfect time to be outside. And the cool thing about this, the whole purpose of doing this Great Taste of Tyson's is to kick off the Silver Line Metro, which will be opened up very soon, and you'll actually see it right next to the town square.
Oh, okay. And then tell us about, you kept saying about the after party, but where is the after party? You said it's going to be at the hotel?
It will be at the Crown Plaza. The address is 1960 Chambridge Road in McLean, Virginia. which is right across the street from the venue.
And you know, I'm again looking at some of the stuff on the website. You have something called the Craft Beer Tasting Village. Anyone who loves beer, you hear the word beer and village, you're like, I'm there.
I agree.
That sounds amazing. And then you also have something called try out your favorite gin tasting table. You got a scotch, compare scotches in a scotch lounge. That's phenomenal.
It's like being in a laboratory. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but they're a lot of fun. It's a lot like wine tastings, but you do it with scotches, you do it with gins.
And that's included in my price, in my ticket?
That will be a little upcharge because it is not part of the general admission, but it's well worth it for you to consider.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm tasting, you know, you got your scotch lounge, you got a gin tasting, you got Find Love at the Rum Shack. Are you serious? Oh, my God. This is fantastic. How long has this been going on? Is this the first time this is the Great Taste of Tysons?
This is the first time that they partnership with the Trigger Agency. And if you know anything about the Trigger Agency, they're a pretty awesome agency in that they do all the promos. They get it out there. As I understand it, Winnie, they have about 125,000 followers.
Wow.
So people always want to come see what they've got going on their website, which in turn really sells any kind of new place that you're trying to beef up and really make it a destination. That's what we're trying to do here in Tysons Corner, is that we want to make it the next great, you know, city that people want to come visit.
And, you know, before I let you go, Rolando, I keep saying before I let you go, my God, I got
some questions. Bring it on.
You, Rolando. There's a portion of the proceeds that benefits Spirit of Hope.
That is correct.
And what? I know that's a children's foundation, but I don't know exactly what it does.
You know, and I'll be very honest with you, I do not either, because that's a Trigger Agency that they're doing that with.
Okay.
And I'm
not
real familiar with that myself either.
Well, we do know that portions of all this money that they're being collected will go to the Spirit of Hope charity or children's foundation. So. You know, not only are you getting a great, paying a good price for a great event with all the yummy food and the yummy spirits and wine, but some of your money is also supporting a great charity. So we appreciate that, and we love that. Rolando, how am I pronouncing your last name? Is it Morello?
Close. It's in Spanish. It's Murillo.
Murillo.
And if you travel the world, Juanita, you know, it depends where you go. If I go to
Spain, I know that role. I can do that role.
If I go to Asia, Murillo.
Murillo. Yeah, I got that role. I love that.
Then you can say Rolando.
Rolando.
Okay, girl. Hang that one up.
And there goes the show. No.
Oh, that was cute. I love it.
Thank you so much, dear, for being on our show. And if you want more information about Great Taste of Tysons, do we have time? And do we have enough time to buy more tickets or buy tickets? There's still enough time to get tickets?
You do. I know they do cap it, but I actually went online today, Juanita, and it's not showing that it is completely sold out yet. So, yes, you do have time.
Perfect. So go online. Look it up. Get more information. Great Tastes of Tysons, which is next weekend, and you will not be dissatisfied. It sounds like a wonderful event, and you have been spectacular, Rolando.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
for your time as well. You rock.
For being on my show, and thank you guys for listening. We do appreciate it, and we apologize for the beginning glitches, but we made it through, and Doug gave me an extra 3 minutes of my show, so I'm over the time. So I thank you, Doug, and thank you guys for listening to the show. Until next time, you take care. Bye-bye.